What's going on? I got the cold brew flowing past noon. That's when you know the big guy's preparing. It's going to be a long 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't get a chance to breathe. I just go balls to the wall. And Thursday Night Football's always a good way to get it going. At least I'm nice and juiced up because I had a week off from PGA, which I got to tell you, I don't love. I'd rather have PGA in my life because PGA and football together. It's like peanut butter and jelly. She's meant to be. What's up, new guy? I'm the Degenerate 75, also known as James, if you don't want to call me by that. I am a DFS content creator who's been playing DFS for a long time. I'm not that bad at it. I'm actually probably above average, but more than that, I can help you not suck balls at it so bad. I'm not going to do it with my picks and core plays and all that silly nonsense. I'm here to help you with the process and try to get you to quit stepping on your own dick. If that sounds interesting, I encourage you to hang around for about the next 30 minutes. Also, throw your questions over there in the chat. You ask more than two, I will boot your happy ass out of here. I ain't got time to deal with that. If you really find you like the cut of my jib, come check out that schedule. I do this show every Monday and Thursday at noon, Lord's time zone. 7 o'clock on Saturday night, I will be doing the final Touchdown Hoedown stream where I go down everything that you'll need to know from main slate on Sunday. As you can see, I also do a first look show every Tuesday with Tambo, and I do golf and college football and soon to be NASCAR. Enough about me. Let's get going. Make sure you're hitting that like button. I almost see 50 likes already. For every 50 likes we get, I will draw a ticket that we will put in the Millionaire Maker night, and I will split the profits with you 50-50 on my dime, completely free, just to thank you for being here. I appreciate you, your mother father. All right, let's get over to contest selection. As you can see, as always, I don't even have my tab set up. You're lucky I'm even here on time. You don't get the best out of me. All right. Okay, so we will not be split. It's not a Millionaire Maker tonight. It's a half a Millionaire Maker. So I guess we'll just be splitting $500,000. Which, by the way, the guys on Monday night, the two winners of that, we actually had a pretty good sweat because we definitely went, 4-2 Vikings. We just had Hawkinson at the captain instead of Addison, or we would have really been up there. So, it was a fun sweat. I love building lineups with you guys. So never be afraid to reach out. I'm not like famous and stuff and like don't have time for your DMs. So there's always that. As far as contest selection goes tonight, man, I'll just tell you my process and just tell you what has been working for me, right? Like, a good example in the $100 single entry the other night, I did a 4-2 Vikings build, which was kind of optimal. Honestly, I think the optimal might've been a 5-1 Vikings build. But I had a 4-2, and I had Addison in the lineup, but I didn't have him at captain. And we all know Jordan Addison broke the slate. But because I was in the $100 single entry, where you're only up against, 900 people. Maybe it was 1,100. I can't remember. But it was a very, small amount of people. I'm not playing 117,000 mother fathers, right? Which is basically every reasonable lineup is going to be built in that. And because of that, I had a good lineup, and that good lineup finished way up there. It was, finished in the top 20, right? Whereas, if I would have had that in any other contest that had 10, 20, 30,000 people in it and dreaming about hitting a big one, I would have probably min-cashed with that lineup, right? Because so many people would have got all those 98, 99% results by just having Addison in the captain. So I'm telling you, man, get into contests and quit dreaming about always trying to hit a big one and get in sustainable contests where if you get 19th place, you get 5, 6, 7 extra money. If you get 10th place, you get 25 extra money. And if you win, you still probably get 100 times your money, right? So get in these smaller contests and quit always dreaming about hitting these big ones. I'm telling you, it is the best thing you can do. You can build. You can have good lineups that have a chance. You will have a sweat well into the fourth quarter, whereas in those big lotteries, by the second quarter, you're like, well, I'm fucked, right? So, that's just such a better way to play Showdown is to be in these reasonably sized contests. You don't end up chopping it 57 ways the one time a year that you hit the nuts, but you had to max in or everything, so you still lost for the year. So I'm telling you, man, just really consider that, especially if you're a guy that only makes 1, 2, 3 lineups. Just go put it in some single entries. Go put it in some 3 maxes that have less than 1,000 people, and it will make Showdown so much more sustainable, so much more enjoyable, and you will still have a chance to hit big ones. That is the key to doing it, all right? That's the best advice I give you. You don't want to listen? I don't know what the hell to tell you, bub. All right. From there, go get in my contest right now. It's in the link. Editor, put it over here in the chat for me if you would. This is the Showdown Hoedown Listener League. This is for the Sunday main slate. This is not for tonight, but I like to start getting it filled now. As you can see, 450 people in it. It's a reduced rate that DraftKings hooks me up with. It also has a flat payout structure, and it builds the community. I'll give you a shout out if you win on the Saturday night stream. Hell, if you win, I'll even give you a free month on my website. I don't give a shit because everybody just stays around after I give them a free time anyway. So go get in this now. Editor's going to put it right here in the link. It will also be in the link of this video. Go hop in it. I got to tell you, Pat Mayo got me addicted to prop snipers. I'm wanting to get more into the betting space, so I've been dicking around with it more and more and more and more. And this prop sniper over on Run the Sims, which, by the way, you can buy independently. If you already have Run the Sims, this is just a free part of having it. But if you just want the prop sniper and you don't want all the DFS stuff, just use my code DGEN75, all caps, and it will get you a discount and you can get this. And I'm just looking at this one tonight. The one that I'm really liking, over on Caesar Sportsbook, you can get the over on Rashad White 43.5 yards, which 43.5 is, on the lower side of his projections, and they're playing plus money on that. You can get that at plus 106, right? So, like, if you're just playing the odds, this is one of the better bets. Most people are giving his over. They're not giving it plus money. If they are, it's on 46.5. 43.5 for a guy that probably will get 14 carries. You know, I don't know. He looked okay the other day. I just think that is a plus EV play. I will be getting some money down on Rashad White. I'm only showing you this. I don't want to show them all to you. If you want to see them all, it has every single bet for every single sports book, and it highlights the ones that are the best money. You know, like you can see right here, Baker Mayfield over 9.5 over on Bet Online. You can get that at minus 110. And you know most props are minus 115. So you're getting a little bit of free juice there, right? Okay. Also, what you need to know is, I don't even have it set up. I told you, you come here for me to be prepared, you're not going to like it. You come over here and you can see, you go right here and you drop down. Look at that, DGEN 75. All of my projections and my ownership are loaded right here into the solver. What is the solver? The solver is the best optimizer out there. What is an optimizer? An optimizer takes your player pool and projections that you trust. I would advise mine, and it makes the best version of your player pool. And you're like, well, I only play one lineup, I don't need that. Yes, you do. You need to see what optimizers make, so it's showing you what the best version of your player pool could be, and then you don't have to go with that, but it gives you an idea of how you can optimize it, and then you can adjust from that. If you're a guy that just plays a cash lineup, I think it is super valuable. And if you're somebody playing 20, 30, 50, 100, 150 lineups, I swear to God, I don't know how you do it without an optimizer, okay? You got to have somebody's projections that you trust, and you're going to need to have an optimizer. And you get all of this right here, my projections and the solver all in one, and you can get it for just $24.99 a month if you want a single sport, or you can get all sports for just $50 a month. That comes with my projections and the optimizer. Go compare it to the others in the industry. It is a laughably good deal. All right, as always, we're going to start with the weather, because actually we don't always start with the weather at NFL, do we? But this game is in Buffalo, and I don't know how to tell you this, but in late October, it can get a little spicy in Buffalo, can it? So looking at the weather for Buffalo tonight, it actually looks pretty damn nice. Pretty damn nice. Doesn't look like we have any chance of rain. It's going to be low 60s, and it's like right at kickoff, the wind just kind of dies down. So I think you're going to see I'm not factoring in the weather at all tonight, right? Often Buffalo can have, you know, swirling winds. It can get cold. We know it can get rainy, but it doesn't look like you're going to have any of those tonight. I'm expecting pretty nice conditions, so that's the first thing that I think we want to lead with, because when a game's outside on a night game in October, you always need to be considering the impact of the weather. Let's get to the game. As you can see, we got Tampa Bay at Buffalo tonight. If you didn't know that, well, congratulations, sir. You can see a rather small total, just a 43-point total. Buffalo is coming in at, 8.5-point favorites? Is that what that is? Yes, 8.5-point favorites, we have some big news. So, first of all, a low total with one team as an 8.5-point favorite. You see Tampa Bay only has an implied total of 17, which isn't great, Bob. I mean, if you can only score, what'd they get, like 14 or 17 against Atlanta at home? My God, man. I love Baker Mayfield. He's my favorite player, but Jesus, I will die on this hill. He's just not a good fantasy quarterback. I don't know how many times I got to tell you that. But in showdown, everybody's viable, you mother father. The big injury news, Baker Mayfield and Chris Godwin are both questionable, but they're both shaping up to play, so I'm not worried about them playing, nor am I really worried about their usage tonight. Everybody else for Tampa Bay seems good to go. Going over to Buffalo, though, this is where the big injury news begins and where I think a lot of the game tonight is going to be played. The big news with Buffalo is Dawson Knox and Quentin Morris, both tight ends, are out for Buffalo, right? So that's naturally going to make Dalton Kincaid just wildly popular, because, you know, they spent a lot of draft capital on Dalton Kincaid in this past draft. He's a guy that everybody bought high on in the preseason, and people are ready to believe in this guy, right? And he will be out there. I can't imagine there's going to be more than like 5 plays that Dalton Kincaid is not on the field tonight. He will be out there all night. But we will talk more in just a little bit about what that role may be. But as far as injuries go, the two big tight ends being out is the big news, right? That is the big news. Is that going to affect Dalton Kincaid? Yes, but I think, as always, when players are out, we saw this with Debo the other night, people always just assume when this guy's out, the backup at that position gets all the usage, and they fail to realize that usage doesn't always have to go position, keep at that same position. It can cross over positions, right? So we'll be talking about them in a minute. But first, let's start over with Tampa Bay. They are road dogs. And anytime we see a line like this, an 8.5-point underdog on the road in Buffalo on primetime where Buffalo never loses, I think right here, the easiest thing is to just consider, if you want to live that contrarian life, if you like to build showdown lineups that are contrarian, so you're not building the same lineup or 1v1s versus hundreds or thousands of people, just consider running a 4-2 Bucks stack, right? Why that? Well, first of all, don't forget Monday Night Football. I told you that if you wanted to be different, simply just run a 4-2 Viking stack and you could be different. And you're like, no, that's just 49ers. They're the best team in the NFL and the Vikings suck. How many times do I got to tell you this? The difference between the best team in the NFL and the worst team in the NFL is that much. All right, you're playing a game and that game is called DFS and you want to be contrarian when it makes sense. And anytime in the NFL, you can get a 4-2 build of a team and it's only going to be like 10% of lineups, that is mega leverage. And you're going to be in the same position tonight. I get that Buffalo is a better team than Tampa Bay. I get that Buffalo is at home. I get that Buffalo kicks ass on primetime slates. I get that Buffalo is due to just mash somebody's dick in tonight. I do. And if you want to run a 5-1 Buffalo build, I get that. I really do. But it's not going to be contrarian. 5-1 Buffalo builds are going to be very popular tonight. And if you want to build them because you think that's how the game's going to play out, if Buffalo, you think they're going to win this game 28-3, well, then you damn well better have 5 Bills in your lineup, okay? But if you think this game can be competitive or you think Tampa Bay could win, and by the way, they could never win. They never win. Or they could. Just remember that. How many times have I came on here and told you on these primetime games that NFL teams, they're always live, and to just instantly discredit them and say there's no way the shitty Vikings without Justin Jefferson can beat the 49ers. Okay. So I'm not telling you Tampa Bay is going to win tonight. I'm just telling you if you're playing the game, you should be open to the idea of a contrarian build. And the easiest contrarian build is just to build 4-2 Tampa. Why do that, right? Well, when you do that, you don't have to play shitty guys, right? A lot of times people will go build a 4-2 Bills a build tonight or a 5-1 Bills. And when you do that, they're going to be aware that they're building very, very similar to everybody else. So they're going to just start putting just absolute fucking punts in their lineup, right? They're going to play Reggie Gilliam. They're going to play Payne Durham. Who the hell is Payne Durham? And they're going to play these really shitty guys simply just to try to get different, whereas you can just play 6 legitimate guys who are going to be on the field, who are going to be involved in the game, and just build different. This is what I did on Monday night. I said, well, why don't I just play 6 guys who are going to be on the field and be involved in the game, but just construct my roster different than everybody else? So I went with a 4-2 Vikings build. I wish I would have went with a 5-1 Vikings build. Apparently, I just didn't have big enough stones to do it. So that is the first thing to consider. Anytime you see a team that everybody is dismissing and saying they have no chance, please just remember it's an NFL team and they have professionals who are ready to play. And this game, literally 30% of the time, Tampa Bay is going to win this game. So never forget that. So that's one thing to do to consider being different, right? Now, if you think the Bills are going to boat race Tampa Bay, which I think is a very distinct possibility, then yeah, maybe you want to do 5-1 Bills. But when you do 5-1 Bills, just know you're going to have to find that punk guy who goes off tonight. So that is the biggest build narrative I could give you. If you're running 4-2 Bills tonight, just know that will certainly be the most common build. A 4-2 Bills with a Bill at the captain will be the most common. A 3-3 with the Bills at the captain will be the second most common. And I bet the third most common will be a 5-1 with the Bills at the captain. We have a heavy favorite at home with who's been playing like shit and kills in primetime. The Bills are going to be wildly popular. I know they've looked like shit the last 2 weeks, but the betting public trusts them. They're not going to read into these last 2 weeks. And so Buffalo will be wildly popular tonight. Do not think you're being sneaky by playing Buffalo because they've looked mediocre the last few weeks. All right, getting over to Tampa Bay. Look, Baker's not great, but he is likely to be in a game script where he is. There's either one of two game scripts that's going to happen here. Tampa's going to be competitive or playing ahead, and Baker Mayfield is good when his teams are ahead, and he can just be a game manager. He's good out of play action. Or the other one is he's just going to be passing around because they're down 10 points, and in that one, he might get lucky and get some garbage time touchdowns or just completely melt down, right? Those seems like the two most reasonable ones for Baker Mayfield. The running back situation for Tampa Bay is this. Rashad White leads the backfield, but I watched their game closely last week, and Keyshawn Vaughn is more involved than you think. I think at $600, he is vastly underpriced versus the number of touches he is likely to get. He gets carries on first and second down. He's also involved in some of the third down work. So I think he's probably going to be a pretty popular run back as a cheap option versus a 5-1 Buffalo stack. So if you're going to run a 5-1 Buffalo stack, just be aware that I think Vaughn will probably be more popular in that build than you're thinking he will be. Wide receivers, I watched Tampa Bay pretty closely. Mike Evans is definitely the number one target for Baker Mayfield. He just likes him. And more than that, even though you can see him and Godwin's targets are relatively equal, Mike Evans gets the more valuable touches. He gets the down the field passes. He gets the red zone targets. Mike Evans should be noticeably more expensive than Godwin. And we have Chris Godwin a little banged up. So Mike Evans is priced to go. And I think that because he is priced that high and they're underdogs, he will probably not be very popular. And that might be a reason you should consider him. Trey Palmer is also a guy who gets a lot of those valuable down-the-field targets, but they got him priced up to $4,200. And for a guy that's, you know, only getting three targets a game, you're really relying on efficiency there, but he can get it done. I will tell you, Devin Tompkins is a guy that just seems to be getting more and more and more involved in what they're doing. The best thing I could sell you on is they run plays specifically to get him the ball, and that when you have those built-in touches already for a guy with $1,600, that adds a ton of value, right? At tight end, Cade Otton, honestly, the guy's a stud. He's out there all the time. He's a really good athlete, and he just never delivers. The guy never delivers. It's so tilting. But at $3,000, if you think Tampa Bay is going to be competitive, I think he is a guy that you should expect 4 to 5 targets. Maybe he falls in the end zone. If you get a touchdown on Otton at $3,000, you're dancing in the streets naked, right? As always, you know I don't love kickers on the road. They just don't typically tend to get there enough. But, you know, with the way that Tampa Bay's offense has been stalling, maybe you could. But $4,600, man, I just don't know about that. Bucks defense at $3,600. If you are going to buy the narrative that Tampa Bay is going to be competitive tonight, don't think that Josh Allen doesn't have interceptions in him, right? He will throw a good interception or 12 in a game. All right, moving over to Buffalo. Josh Allen's been playing like hot garbage. We know that on primetime, he's awesome. He is one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL, in my opinion, both fantasy and overall, and he's probably in a position to smash tonight, right? He's going to be wildly popular in the flex, but he's also going to be wildly popular in the captain spot. I think Josh Allen is fine to use. You're just going to have to think, how can you use him that everybody's not using him, right? Maybe you just pair him up with one Buffalo pass catcher and hope that that guy gets all the usage. Maybe Gabe Davis catches 8 catches, 80 yards and a touchdown, and then Josh Allen runs one in. They could both get there in that kind of script, and then none of the other guys get there, right? That's just an idea to consider. At the running back, we still have Damian Harris out. We're seeing James Cook get a pretty nice, solid workload, but do not dismiss Latavius Murray. Latavius Murray is still getting those super valuable goal line touches. Latavius Murray is still getting about 35% of the running back work. If you think they're going to be ahead, I think Latavius Murray can be nicely correlated with Josh Allen. If you think they're going to win 28-10, I think Latavius Murray could steal one of those touchdowns, be getting plenty of carries into the fourth quarter, could get 12 to 15 touches, you know, get you 50 yards, maybe a catch or two, and fall into the box. He could be a guy that could be correlated to a Buffalo ass whooping. At wide receiver, this is where I think the game really comes down to tonight. The Buffalo wide receiver spot will win or lose you a GPP tonight, my humble opinion, okay? Why do I say that? Because everybody thinks with Dalton Kincaid is going to be a usage monster tonight. You have Dawson Knox out, you have Morris out, and because of that, everybody's just going to assume that Dalton Kincaid is going to get all of those targets. But here's what I got for you. I got a little counter-narrative for you. Dalton Kincaid plays out in the slot a lot, right? He's kind of a tight end wide receiver hybrid. And I bet tonight he is exclusively going to be playing tight end. He is going to be in tight, and we don't see him play that all of the time. And I think that that diminishes his value. I think he has more value when he's out in the slot. That is where he is, right? He's like a hybrid tight end wide receiver, and tonight he's going to be playing exclusively tight end. So if he's going to be playing exclusively tight end, I think that what this does is this opens up a lot of value for a third wide receiver for the Bills. We know that Diggs and Gabe Davis are going to be the 1 and 2 for the Bills when they are in two wide receiver sets, but when they go to three or four wide receiver sets, this is where the value opens up. I think most people are assuming it's going to be Deonte Hardy at 1,000, but here's what I got for you. Khalil Shakur has been a guy who has been trending upwards and is a dude that I think will be out there a lot in the 3 and 4 wide receiver sets. He's a dude that already has shown that, like, he's been with the Bills forever. He has chemistry with Josh Allen, because he is noticeably more expensive than Sherfield and Hardy. He is not going to be owned at all, right? He is a guy that's going to be completely forgotten about because he is legit, 8 times more expensive than Sherfield and 3 times more expensive than Hardy. So Khalil Shakur could be a guy that's out on the field a lot, gets 6 targets, gets 5 catches, maybe gets a touchdown, right? He is a guy that will be completely forgotten about. Deonte Hardy is also also a fine play. I think he will be out there a lot. We've already seen the Bills love to get him the ball in special ways, but guys like Hardy, Shakur, and Sherfield, trying to nail which one of those guys is going to be the third wide receiver, who's going to get those valuable targets, is going to define who has success, because those tight ends being out, Knox and Morris, that usage I don't think is going to go to Kincaid. I think Kincaid is going to be left in to block a little bit more. I think that he is going to continue to probably get around 4 to 5 targets that we see from him in game. Where I think the value is in those third, fourth, and fifth wide receiver for the Bills, and properly guessing who is going to get those could be the key to unlocking this slate. As always, kickers and defenses for the team that are massive favorites tend to be correlated very positively. I think that the Tyler Bass and the Bills defense are very good plays. Unless you're trying to be contrarian, then you probably don't want to play those guys, right? So there you go. That's a quick breakdown of the injuries, of who's out there, how to play the game, how to construct your roster. It's not about your picks. It's really about playing the game. I hope you understand that. Let's get to the drawing. Hit the likes. Oh, we're almost to 100 likes, you mother father. Let's get it to it. Hey, come check out DGEN75.com. I'm telling you, man, we do golf. We do NFL. We do college football. We're soon to be doing NASCAR, the little site that could. I want to offer people the best projections, the best site, the best content out there without price gouging you. We try to do it. We're much more about the community, not making you have to remortgage your house to have a good DFS site that you can trust. That's what we're all about. You can see this week we had some winners. We had, what, one? My dude Jay Bannock winning $20,000 twice. Nung's winning $20,000. We had 1, 2, 3, 4. I think we had something like 11 GPP winners this week. We got all kinds of guys who play a lot of money to guys who are just weekend warriors. But why we can afford to have all those guys is we're not price gouging. It's quite the community. Oh, yeah, and I have the best tool out there called the Rosetta Stone, which takes everything you need to know for a slate and puts it into one place, from their ownership to their projections to their point per dollars to their optimal rates to their captain projections, their snaps, their targets, their rush game. We put this out for every single slate, not only for NFL main slate, college football showdown, PGA showdown. We do it for everything. I get it. I've always been one of those guys like, I'm not signing up for a site. Okay, bro, here's the deal I'll make you. Just go sign up for my newsletter, which is in the description of this video. You sign up, you let support a DGEN75 know on Twitter. They'll give you a free week on the site, and you'll just see it's not like what you think. It's a lot different than what you're expecting, bro. Also, at the top of the hour, go check out my dudes over at Ship It. They are going to be breaking down the Thursday night slate. Also, at the top of the hour, go check them out. They do incredible work over there. Hoop, Tambo, and Tidal. And oh, yeah, on that note, don't forget, me and the Ship It crew are having a meetup in February at the Waste Management to kick off the end of football and the start of PGA. We already have our Airbnbs booked. We already have our flights booked. It is happening 100%. Make plans to come see us. We will put out an itinerary. We're going to be doing some shit at Top Golf. We're going to be hanging out at a casino. Of course, we're going to be at the golf course. You can come meet up with us, have some drinks, have some food. We'll be watching a Super Bowl party. We're going to make a whole fucking weekend out of it. You can bring your friends. You can bring your family. You're doing your thing, and you can come meet up with us whenever you want. You can go play golf. You can do whatever you want. It's going to be a blast. I encourage you to check it out. If you have any questions, let me know, because I'm not like famous. I'm like, don't have time to respond to you. All right, editor, I see 103 likes. Go ahead and draw me two names, editor. While he does that, I'm going to get back over to the questions. This is to build a lineup. Guys, if you win this, if you're on my Discord, just send me a DM on the Discord. If you're on Twitter and you're not on my Discord, which the Discord comes with my website, just simply shoot me a DM over on the Twitters. If you're on neither of those, I don't know, email the editor or something. I don't know. Get with the times, Grandpa. All right. Anyone else noticing that they're spraying in our... Okay. Who the fuck is this guy? Just looked outside and they're spraying the hell out of us in PA. All right, we've got chemtrails conspiracies for the game tonight. I know nothing about that, bro. I'm sorry. Anyone filling James Cook in the captain spot tonight from our chemtrail guy? I see Brett in here getting onto him for Flat Earth. James Cook, if you think that the Bills are going to control this game, I think him and Murray are both very, very sneaky GPP captain plays, right? Oliver Orr, reach out to me. I know that guy. And Drew Stern, very serious. That man is very serious, Drew Stern is. You guys reach out to me. We will build tonight. Or we can save it. If you ever win a drawing, we can do it on whatever slate you want. I don't really give a shit, right? You just got to remind me. Because if you think I remember all these winners, you're ludicrous. Ludicrous. Let me get a swig of the cold brew. We have 169 people in here. Nice. Nice. I noticed that number a lot. 13 squared, okay? Okay. All right. Mr. Slovakia says, in the 20 max, I'm thinking about going against what? I think I'm going to build totally against what the line indicates. Yeah, I mean, I did that. That's what I did with my three lineups, Chris, on Monday night. And here's the thing. When you live that contrarian lifestyle, just know there's a very good chance Buffalo is going to beat the shit out of the Bucks tonight, okay? When you play a contrarian lifestyle, you should probably, at best, expect it to hit one out of three times. Trying to get cute and hit that Minnesota contrarian build on Monday, yeah. Ooh, look at me. I'm so smart. But, you know, like, there's also games tonight where I might play Tampa and go 4-2 Tampa tonight, and the Bills just beat the shit out of them, and I'll be dead by the second quarter, right? So if you're going to build those contrarian builds, just know that you're going to be fortunate if one out of three times they hit, okay? But if one out of three times they hit and you're getting something like 10x leverage because no one built that way, well, then it's definitely worth it, isn't it? Because we're playing a game. And for me, I'm playing a game long term. I'm not playing it on slate to slate. I'm playing it over a large amount of slates. Your gut feeling towards Baker tonight. Cue the OU fight song. I mean, anytime people give up on Baker and says he has no chance, that's kind of the times he does well. But I still just don't like him at fantasy football, man. I mean, I would have loved to have him on my fantasy teams back in college, but not in the NFL. But look, in a single game, anybody can get there. In a single game, anybody can get there. Can a 4-2 Tampa win this? Or are you just throwing money away? Yeah, dude, Jason, I already went over that. I already went on a whole diatribe about that. McDermott has a special place in your heart for Latavius Murray. Pretty sure I'll be overweight. I don't mind that at all. I think Latavius Murray is a guy that I would bet gets somewhere between 10 to 13 touches and will probably get goal line touches. And if he's getting those goal line touches, not only is that counterfeiting James Cook, that's also counterfeiting Josh Allen. So I think that he's a sneaky play. I think you could get away with putting him in the captain spot, but I like him more in the flex because I just don't think he offers that 20-point upside you kind of need for a captain, right? So close Monday night. Do we captain White? It's an ugly on pricing. You know, Rashad White, if you're buying that Tampa Bay is going to be competitive or even playing from ahead, Rashad White can be super valuable. He does get passes out of the backfield, and he did have a pulse the other week. I'm telling you, the guy, he's not good. He's not been as good as we want him to be, but he is serviceable. And at that $8,000 price tag, I would be shocked if he's over 1% owned in the captain spot. Because Tampa Bay is an underdog, right? Do you think Allen feeds the ball to Diggs and takes his own shoulder to score? Yeah, I mean, if you want to just go with a Josh Allen, Diggs combo and then maybe just go play like some random piece like the defense or something, I think you could do that. Just assume that all the usage goes there. But, you know, like that's the problem with Josh Allen is, you know, he's got a lot of weapons. And you're spending a lot of money on two guys. You're really going to probably need two touchdowns for that to pay off. Gabe Davis gets one. Yes, I totally agree with this, Tingus Mingus. One catch for 16 or six for 30 in a TD. I completely agree with that. All right. Get the fuck out of here with you guys' stupid fucking political talk. I ain't got time for that shit, editor. Fucking monitor these guys. Why can't Baker be on Kirk Cousins on Monday night? Classic or he could situation. Yeah, I agree, man. Every time I play Showdown, I just say or he could. All right, abysmal zero pricing is crazy. Should roster construction value captains as a priority? I think there's so many good cheap options tonight. I probably abysmal. I enjoy the idea of spinning up at the captain spot, right, and then saving in the flex. There's just not enough studs on this one that I want to jam a cheap guy into my captain spot to try to get more expensive guys in my flex. If Evans or Godwin and the captain Scott, would you fade the other one and flex? Yeah, I don't like both of those. I would not play them both. If I got one in the captain spot, I'm not doing the other one. It's just there's a very thin margin for both of them to get there. I mean, if they do, I think it involves Tampa probably getting over 400 yards of offense. Devin Tompkins, a good busy play tonight. Yeah, I think he's a sneaky play. I'm telling you, they get the guy the ball on design plays, which has a lot of value. If you're entering at 20 max, do you recommend loading up on different combos or one narrative? When I do 20, Bryant, I usually like two narratives, right? I do two kind of narratives, and I build about 10 of each of those. Colleen, what's up? Don't recognize you. Welcome. Who normally sees the most So Tompkins gets shorter targets around the line of scrimmage, right? He's a guy that they want to get in space. Palmer definitely gets the bigger targets down the field, Colleen. All right, thoughts on blocking the field with one or two lineups max entered. Thoughts on blocking out the field with one or two lineups max entered. I don't really get your question, bro. I'm sorry. I don't get what you're saying. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Computer froze. Did my computer freeze? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What are we doing? Editor, computer froze. Computer froze. Uh-oh. Hello. Uh-oh. Am I live? I got my whole computer froze. What are we doing? I don't know. Oki says, still working on Bedlam tickets. Let's go. Get me some. We're getting pretty close. People are going to be charging a ho-ho bunch.
Let's see.
Oh, shit. He said I'm still live. I guess the chat just, my whole computer's freezing up on me. Editor, get on TeamViewer and tell me what I need to do. I don't know what's going on over here. I can't click on anything, editor. Anyways, keep going. I'm just going to read the questions I can see here till the editor fixes my shit. All right. Let's see. Is it a Gabe Davis night? Well, two nights a year it is. That's what I would say to that. Let's see. I'm going to hit refresh. Now would be a good time to insert ad. Shut the fuck up, YouTube. I don't know what's going on, editor. All right. Editor's saying I'm live, but I can't click on shit, and he won't come over here and fix me, so what the fuck are we going to do? I can't click on anything. All right. Get back over. Oh, there we go. Now it's back up. Now we're up and running. All right. Sorry about that. Hey, you don't come here for no technical difficulties, pal. All right. Hey, Mother Father, do you like Chris Evans, Goblin Sacks without Baker? No, I don't like both of them. I'm one or the other probably, right? Give me one, and then give me one of the cheap options like a Tompkins or a Palmer is probably where I'm at. Is it a Baker night? Boomer Sooner. I'm open to it. I'm open to it. But you know, I think they're going to need to be in a competitive game. So you're going to have to ask yourself if they will. Does the Latavius have to fall into the end zone for that price? Probably, because he just doesn't, you know, 10 to 13 touches, he doesn't get real valuable touches except those goal line ones. So I do think he's kind of touchdown dependent to really get you there. Because he's also not going to bust a 30-yard run. Let's see. Is it time for Godwin to fall into the end zone? It does seem like that way, right? Regression. If you want to buy that narrative, I don't hate it. Plus, he's a really nice price discount off of Evans. I'm doing a parlay tonight, 2 TD from Cook. That's bold. That is bold, because that guy never gets touchdowns. Do you find yourself targeting those tight ends tonight? No, I find myself targeting third wide receivers. Already talked about it. Does it make sense to play a 4-2 build to favor the underdogs against teams like the Bills who can score fast? Yeah, I mean, I could buy that. I just, you know, I worry that if the Bucs get behind, this could really snowball on them. I just don't think they're a team built to come back from behind. So if they're not competitive or playing from ahead, I think they get their asses whooped. I know there isn't going to be win, but are you concerned about the Bildos throwing it onto the field? I don't know. I'm not. Can't stay work calls, but came to drop the vibe. Hey, thanks, Mike, your mother father. Zach says, no Milano, no Trey White, no Dejon. Might Tampa Bay team be sharp look? I mean, look, anytime there's an NFL team who no one is giving any respect to, that's always a good look. That's the answer to that, guys. All right, thoughts on Cook at captain? I really like it if you think that the Bills are going to lean on him and or be playing ahead. I think those are the two. Where's the ranch water? Say, I can't be drinking no ranch water at noon. My ass will be out like a grandpa by 2 o'clock. Plus, I'm like a gym bro, so I can't be like putting those toxins on my body and stuff. But thank you for reminding me to take a swig of that cold brew. Stewie says he loves Tampa Bay's defense tonight. Hey, Josh Allen is not afraid to turn the ball over, okay? All right, give me up to 150 likes. We'll do another drawing. Favorite upside Buccaneer captain? Rashad White. Rashad White or Godwin. That'd probably be my two. 40-year-old Latavius Murray for the Vulture. Oh, you know what's happening. Well, no, here's the easiest way to remember this, Travis. If you play Murray, he won't Vulture. If you don't play Murray, he'll Vulture for sure. That's how it works. The way these two teams have been playing, is it guaranteed 2-kicker night? I don't mind that. That's something we haven't talked about at all, Brian. There is a chance the game's just sloggy, right? We know Tampa Bay is never going to get in a shootout, and we know the Bills have not been afraid of a sloggy-ass game these past few weeks. So maybe the answer is this is a kickers, defense, and running back kind of night. I don't mind that at all, Brian. I think that's a pretty clever way to be different, because I think that most people are going to build that the Bills are going to be building around Bills, Josh Allen, and pass catchers. I think it's going to be the most common build. Oliver, who won the drawing, says, is it dime time, quarterback 20 max in game? Did they fill already? I didn't see. I don't play in those, but definitely could already have filled. I doubt it would be filled this early, though. Is Latavius Murray a decent pivot off Kincaid? Don't hate it. Oh, here's all the people telling me we're live. I'm telling you guys, my computer was frozen as shit. It was frozen as shit. It was more frozen than the movie. All right, Kenny says, good idea to run a 4-2 Bucks with Allen at captain? Yeah, I don't mind that, because Allen is such a usage monster that, like, let's say the Bills do get behind, he can, like, you know, be going down the field crazy in the fourth quarter, steal two touchdowns and get there, do it with his legs, which, you know, when a quarterback's getting points with his legs, those are obviously only going to him. If only two play single entry, would you play a 5-1 Bills? A 5-1 Bucks is hard for me, Jerry. It is very hard for me to believe that at least two Bills won't get there. So if you made me choose between those two, I'd go 5-1 Bills. Kincaid at captain. Nate, I think that Kincaid is a very good player. I think that he is going to be involved in the game plan tonight. Here's the only thing I would say to worry that concerns me, Nate, is that I think Dalton Kincaid at captain is going to be too owned versus how often he will show in the captain spot. We call that negative leverage, right? I think he's going to be like 5 to 10% owned in the captain spot, and I bet he only shows up as the optimal captain like 1 or 2% of the time. All right, Kenny G, the guy can play a saxophone. Can one off Tampa captain win as a – I mean, who would be the one piece? I mean, it would probably have to be like Godwin or somebody like that, or a cheap Trey Palmer who gets there with like 5 catches and a touchdown or something. So I guess it could, but man, you're really getting into a very narrow build that you would need. So you'd have to ask yourself, Kenny, who is going to be that usage monster for Tampa? If you have an answer, then try it. Will you play some Gabe Davis and fade Diggs in a few lineups? I never mind Gabe Davis as a captain play because, you know, somebody said it best. He's either 1 for 16 or 6 for 130. I totally agree with that. The over on how many times he says mother father is 6, I have the under. How many times have I said it, you mother father? I feel like I'm only at about 3. Edmonds going to get any use tonight? No, Joanne, I don't think so. He did get activated today. I would say at most he'll be on the field. Like, if you get I would take the over-under on 1.5 touches. I would take the under on that, actually. All right, everybody telling me I'm live. Any good underdog picks you warm up to? I already gave that one earlier over here using the prop sniper. I do like Rashad White just because because I'm getting plus money on that over 43.5. That's one that I'm going to get some money on. Unique to run both defenses and hope for a crap game? Yeah, I don't think that's going to be that common of a build. I really don't. For a 43-point total, you would think more people would lean into a sloggy narrative, but I don't think people are going to, Bryant. I just don't. There's too much of a narrative out there on the Bills. Slay it in primetime games. Did you locate the nearest gym to the Airbnb in Zona? Yeah. It's called my room at the Airbnb because I'm packing all the dumbbells. If we need 2 yards from Murray, he'll get 3. If we need 4 yards, Murray will get 3. You ain't wrong about that. You guys are awesome. Hey, thanks, Jason. 5-1 Buffalo Bills with the Bucks defense as a run back, thinking 17-6 game. I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. I would definitely make sure to probably have Buffalo's defense in that, right? Probably try to have some running backs in that. You know, that might even be one. If you think it's going to be 17-6, maybe Murray and Cook could both get there, right? Maybe you run Murray, Cook, Allen, one pass catcher in the Bills defense, right? Because if they're only going to get 17, I don't think the kicker is going to get there on 5 points, right? The field goal and 2 extra points. So there you go, guys. And maybe your one run back in that is just Chase McLaughlin from Tampa, right? That would make a lot of sense. There you go. That is the show. Hey, got one more question. Got on the solver, worked good last week. Wait, is that a question or a statement? Aaron, I you know, the thing about the solver is over on the archives on the website and on the Discord, I do all kinds of videos because, like, it's cool when you first start using it, but you don't even know what you don't know. So there's really a lot of cool things to unlock that I'm trying to show people. So go watch those videos on my archive. They'll help you. I'm telling you, go check them out. But before you do that, check out dgen75.com. We are growing. Get in now. Be a part of the growing community. It's been real, guys. Don't forget to go check out my dudes at Ship It at the End of the Nation. And do not forget about our trip to the Waste Management in February. It's going to be crunk. It's going to be fun. Super Bowl party. Golf kicking off. What a freaking time of year. I appreciate every single one of you being here. I will see you again tomorrow for college football. And, of course, Saturday night for the Touchdown Hoedown stream. It's been real, you mother fathers. I'll talk to you soon. But for right now, I got to go.